The CIA drove out a top al-Qaeda figure in Yemen was part of the intelligence investigation into Underwear Bomb 2.0. That word today on CNN from the head of the House Homeland Security Committee, New York Republican Peter King.
The new Yemeni government was reportedly kept out of the loop on the operation, but State Department spokesman Mark Toner says even during that country's transition, cooperation has continued.
We continue to work with them closely and collaborate closely on the full range of counterterrorism issues.
A Pentagon spokesman said today the U.S. is sending military trainers back to Yemen, reportedly special operations forces. The program had been suspended after then-President Saleh was injured in a militant attack. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. experts are studying the bomb and searching intently for the designer of it. The presidential campaign today, President Obama in Albany, New York.
Well, we can't just go back to the way things used to be. We've got to move forward to an economy where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody's doing their fair share, everybody plays by the same set of rules.
Republican Mitt Romney in Lansing, Michigan.
The president's trying to breathe life into the failed policies of the past. We've got to instead invigorate the spirit of free people and free enterprises with a new vision for the future.
The debate on Capitol Hill is about how to pay for continuing a break on college loans.
Senate Republicans used a filibuster to stop a bill to prevent student loan rates from doubling, objecting to paying for it by closing a tax loophole used by some self-employed criminals. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid.
They're sending a clear message that they'd rather protect wealthy tax dodgers. That's what they are. Help promising students achieve their dreams of higher education.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell wants to take the money from preventative health care.
This is perfectly reasonable. It's a solution to a problem both parties want to address.
The deadline to fix this is July 1st. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Voters in North Carolina are deciding whether or not to declare marriage a strictly man-woman affair.
No two men will ever equal a mom. No two women will ever equal a dad.
Same-sex couples do every bit as good a job as opposite-sex couples.
North Carolina would become the 29th state to pass such a constitutional amendment. Syria, the conflict continues. The ceasefire isn't. UN Special Envoy Kofi Annan.
We may well conclude down the line that it doesn't work, and different tack has to be taken.
International Red Cross officials say some parts of Syria's violence already qualifies as civil war, and there are war crimes on both sides. On Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, Nasdaq's off 21, oil prices 97.29 a barrel. He's 23 years old, and his name is Tyrannosaurus Rex Joseph Gold. Tyler Gold changed his name in York, Nebraska, because he said his new name would be more recognizable, and he thinks it's cool. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I save somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and you're opening a sporting goods store right down the street. So, listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Everydoor direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, wow. One more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
The Obama administration has announced a new strategy for the Border Patrol. Part of it focuses on assessing the revolving door border trespassers. Another looks at who's guarding the line.
There is fresh emphasis by the U.S. Border Patrol on identifying and catching corrupt agents, something that's determined to be a serious and growing threat. The patrol is revising and refocusing its mission, with migration the slowest it's been since 1971. Officials are trying to broaden the agency's scope, targeting repeat crossers, trying to find out why they keep coming. The 32-page document emphasizes the degree of risk repeat crossers pose when it comes to national security. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
The skipper's body has been found off Baja, California. 49-year-old Theo Mavromatis from Redondo Beach went missing when the American racing yacht Aegean broke apart in the Pacific last month during a race. Three crew members also died. Investigators think the yacht may have broken on a rock or been run over by a ship. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament.
We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape setting stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
It is bright outside, and it's bright inside because Major Tom, the engineer, put new lights in the switches here, and I know what's on and off now. It's cool.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
We were just guessing. Okay. Before, we were just guessing. I was thinking of getting Major Tom. We could play something on the air today. I got a call once again from a disgraced psychologist in the area. And he calls me. What is he calling me? Growler. Now, this happens to be a disability, and I don't make fun of other people's disabilities, so I don't know why he does it. I saw him mention that, you know, life is weird here in this little room. Yes. And the flag keeps me move one side of the room to the other. I have no idea what that is. Okay. Hey, bad news, right? The first thing in the day right here. Morris Sendak died. The writer of Where the Wild Things Are. Probably he was depressed. He found out where the wild things are is Cartagena.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Did you know that MRI technology changes as rapidly as computers or cell phones? San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art medical technology so patients on the Central Coast have the best medical care available. That's why they just replaced their MRI scanner with a Siemens Skyra, the new gold standard in MR imaging. This 3-Tesla MRI is the only one of its kind in California, and there are only two others in the United States. This system has 8 times the resolution of other MRIs, giving your doctor the most accurate high-resolution images in history. Plus, it's 5 times faster, getting you in and out as quickly as possible. It's also the most open MRI in existence and virtually eliminates claustrophobia. You have a choice when it comes to where you get an MRI. Tell your doctor you want the best MRI technology available. Choose the fastest, most advanced MRI made, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center.
Right there. SL Diagnostic Center. What great people those are, I tell you that. And really, it's just so nice. It's just so nice to be treated so well by people when you go into a medical office and they just do the thing. And in as soon as you're supposed to be in, you're out when you're supposed to be out. And it's totally cool. All right, let's do our Who's This, What's This, Wherefore, and Why, according to the Tribune today. Highlighting history on May 8th in 1945, President Harry S. Truman announced on radio that the Nazi Germany forces had surrendered and that the flags of freedom fly all over Europe. On this date in 1886, Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton invented the flavored syrup for Coca-Cola. 1987, Gary Hart, dogged by questions about his personal life, including his relationship with Miami model Donna Rice, withdrew from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. This after he said to the press, follow me around if you want. And they did. Oh, okay. Our birthday is Don Rickles is 86. Singer Tony Tennille is 72. Tony Tennille is 72. Rock musician Alex Van Halen is 59. Actress Melissa Gilbert is 48 and Dancing on the Stars. And singer Enrique Iglesias is 37. Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is Dacosta Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Dacosta Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
Give a visit. And don't forget, a computer, wait, here's going to come up next.
HowCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Coastal Computers, they'll build you a computer, any kind of shape you want, whatever form it is. Okay. Now, let's do a CalCoast News because it's time. And Caltrans employees accused of theft of public funds. Six Caltrans workers suspected of grand theft and conspiracy were arrested Monday by the California CHP. CHP officials said the six are suspected of falsely charging more than $100,000 in overtime and stealing 22 highway signs. One of those, because they're Caltrans employees. They don't work overtime. One of those charged, Philip Taylor, had already retired from the Willow Springs maintenance station about 10 miles north of the San Luis Obispo County line on Highway 1. And then they name all the other people that were employees at the time of their arrest. All but one of the Willow Springs maintenance station employees were arrested. Officers transported the six former Caltrans employees to the Monterey County Jail, where they are being held on $1 million bail each. When I first saw the story, I thought maybe it was going to be the Caltrans people stole their own equipment off the grade, but that's not what's happened yet. We don't know what's happened to that stuff yet. All right. Okay. Next up. With any luck. Next up with any luck. Okay. CSU president Pei needs help. Trustees of the California State Universities have decided to stifle a new policy granting school presidents 10% raise in the face of mounting public pressure, but they will seek to have the difference made up by contributions from school-connected nonprofit groups. Following months of heated public debate, the trustees decided that this is a bad time to give the raises, as tuition costs have been raised, professors' pay frozen, and reductions made in enrollment as part of cost-cutting efforts. The additional salary boost for presidents of the 23-school system will be covered by so-called auxiliaries, which include everything from campus bookstores to student newspapers to privately funded foundations. Those auxiliaries would not be limited in the amount they could give to a campus president, according to the new policy. CSU Chancellor Charles Reed defended the action, saying the system needs to offer competitive pay to attract the top talent. Once again, the line, to attract the top talent. Once again, that line. So is President Armstrong out of Poly, is he going to resign if he doesn't get a 10% raise? Is he going to quit? Somehow, I doubt it. Okay. All right. Anything else going on today? Anything else going on I want to share with you today? Tomorrow's the vote for the Tacoma Pipeline. We mentioned that yesterday. And that's pretty much what we have going on today. I think there was one other thing, but I'm not seeing it. You don't see it. You don't see it. Special events, Special Olympics are setting the dates for their special events, and that's in the works right now. So that's what's happening at CalCoastNews.com. You can look it up 24/7. Don't forget, up in the right-hand corner, Talk is Cheap. You can hear KYNS stream live, and anytime you want. So you might want to do that.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Okay. We have a story here that I want to share with you, and it's because it hits close to home, and it just annoys the heck out of me, and so I got to share it with you, and you'll understand why as soon as I share it with you. It's a little lengthy, but there's a bottom line to this whole thing that you have to hear. So there'll be a 15-second commercial for Farmers Insurance, your fast, fair, friendly farmers agent like Mike Wright, and we'll have Farmers Insurance, and then we'll hear the story of people that are donating money to a cause that doesn't exist.
Agents, name these critters.
These are the sweet little animals that run into the road and cause car crashes.
So what do?
We talk to our customers to make sure they understand their options in case these guys ever cross their path.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Another Keep It Honest report. When you open your heart and your wallet to help a charity, how do you know your money will be put to good use? There are a lot of new questions tonight about millions of dollars donated in hopes of helping America's disabled veterans. The charity that collected all that cash is under scrutiny because there is no sign of the money helping the men and women who've sacrificed so much to keep all of us safe. Here's Drew Griffin of CNN's Investigations Unit.
Mary Alice Dick, a retired English professor, is pretty charitable, especially to groups supporting disabled veterans. So it didn't surprise her when she opened her mailbox one day and found this.
With your husband's name on them.
In the fundraising industry, they're called guilt packages. And when this one arrived, a big calculator and a calendar book with her husband's name on them, Mary Alice felt the guilty tug to make that donation.
And she is sort of a disabled American veterans. How many people are going to look at it and think that they are the same organization?
And they're not.
No.
In fact, the gifts were not from the well-known and respected disabled American veterans, but from a newer, much smaller charity, the Disabled Veterans National Foundation. Something didn't smell right, so this retired English teacher did some research and found that the DVNF gets an F from a charity watchdog group. According to its tax filings, raising nearly $56 million in donations for veterans in the past 3 years, but according to the record CNN found, none of that $56 million has gone to direct services for veterans.
Making lots of money off of it. I mean, when you're talking about millions of dollars that people are doing by grabbing money from people who don't have it.
Who believe, out of the goodness of their own heart, that they are giving money to
a worthy cause.
The purpose is to try to explain to me why these numbers don't add up. CNN has been trying to reach the Disabled Veterans National Foundation off and on for nearly 2 years. A public relations man did return our phone call outside the group's Washington, D.C. headquarters in 2010, but the manager refused to talk. Despite emails and more phone calls, our repeated requests for interviews were all denied.
Up to $2 billion is raised in the name of veterans in this country, and it's so sad that a great deal of this waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of our charitable dollars intended to help veterans is being squandered and wasted by opportunists and individuals and companies that see it as a profit-making opportunity.
Daniel Borikoff runs a charity watchdog group out of this office in Chicago. He grades charities on just how much good and bad they do with your donations. Veterans and military charities are some of the worst, he says, and that includes the Disabled Veterans National Foundation, which he gives an F, because hardly any of the donations make it to the people the group is fundraising for. So back to that $56 million the group has raised. If it hasn't gone to direct contributions to veterans, where exactly did it go?
As far as we can tell, up to the 10th floor of this Manhattan office building to a company called Quadriga Arts, a company that specializes in fundraising. And as far as we can tell, Quadriga Arts knows a lot about fundraising for itself.
Quadriga is a private company, which, according to its website, raises money for more than 500 charities and nonprofits worldwide. In an email to CNN, a company spokesman said it, quote, does not discuss specific client relationships. But that spokesman did say Quadriga at times chooses to invest money in partnerships with nonprofit organizations. To date, Quadriga told CNN, it's actually lost $7 million investing in veteran nonprofit organizations. That may be true, but in the case of the Disabled Veterans National Foundation, according to tax documents, not only did all the nearly $56 million in cash donations go to fundraising costs, but the DVNF still owes its fundraiser another $5 million. It sounds like backward math. DVNF is reporting on its tax returns that it is costing more than a dollar to raise a dollar, despite the fact that its fundraising contractor, Quadriga, says it wins its fair share of business because it is a low-cost provider in the nonprofit marketplace.
It's like printing money. I mean, they print these solicitations, they send them out to millions of people. They don't care about the percentage return. All they care about is how much money they get from it.
Drew, this is unbelievable. How does this charity get away with this? How can they take in all this money and not give any of it to the people that they say they're collecting it for?
That's the answer we've been searching for, Anderson. According to the IRS, this is a registered charitable foundation. It does get a lot of warnings, F grades, from the organizations that monitor these charities, but there doesn't seem to be anything in place that says you can't do this. And there may be a little loophole. The DVNF actually does give away some stuff, Anderson. It's just stuff like coconut M&Ms.
We actually have some of these M&Ms right here. Why on earth did this charity send candy?
Well, we found out it's one of these tricks of the trade. The Disabled Veterans National Foundation does give away stuff, donated stuff. Junk, maybe, leftover stuff that the actual veterans assistance groups are telling us they don't need. Want an example? How about one group got hundreds of chef's coats, men's football pants, and thousands, Anderson, of those bags of coconut M&Ms.
It's incredible. Drew Griffin, appreciate the reporting. Thank you.
All right, quite a story, huh? And really sad. And you know, the thing is, it is interesting. If you could actually poll the people, if they could show the numbers of the people who are on fixed incomes and lower incomes that, you know, they are constantly solicited. You know, our seniors are constantly solicited for funds from every organization you can imagine. My mother-in-law gets stuff from things you've never heard of. And it's just amazing. They're targeted, you know, all the time. Anyway, that's what's going on with that. That's what's happening there. Now, I pick up the paper today, and I look at the very first thing on the paper, and it says, slow working for more open space. 89 hilly acres east of Johnson Avenue would be protected from development. So this is from, it's known as the Gold Tree Vineyard Tract. The property is a rectangular parcel that stretches from the end of El Rita Street up to the top of the ridge where it connects to the city's Reservoir Canyon National Reserve. So it's the part that burned when we had the fire that one time. Anyway, so here's the thing. No, it's hilly and all that. So I suppose I don't care if it's hilly or not. So why is it, if we already have open space, it's open space now because it's a ranch, which is the Rigetti Ranch. So we have open space there at the bottom of Rigetti Hill, and they're going to put, 900 houses there? 900 houses. And they could just leave it alone and be open space. Don't understand. But I don't understand. All right. I mentioned this yesterday. You know, every time you say because, when you get to one of these things, you know, president's vague gay marriage stance under scrutiny. And they said we support gay marriage because, and as soon as they have that caveat, then already you've got a problem, because it's fair and equitable to the people that are regular married people, heterosexual marriage, it provides the same benefits and that sort of thing. Well, that's kind of shaky, to tell you the truth. And now, they just have the news, North Carolina is thinking of saying, okay, this is between a man and a woman, and that's the only way it is. Remember, this issue is not about what the church says. It has nothing to do with what the church says. This is a civil union. And a civil union is separate from any religious organization. And that's what somehow gets kind of lost in the process. It's not surprising, North Carolina. Because I have right here sent to me the Redneck Medical Dictionary. Rednecks have the lowest stress rate because they do not take medical technology seriously. You're going to die anyway, so live life. And so here we have Redneck Medical Technology. An artery, the study of paintings. Bacteria, back door to the cafeteria. Barium, what doctors do when patients die. Benign, what you be after you be eight. Cesarean section, a neighborhood in Rome. CAT scan, searching for kitty. Cauterize, made eye contact with her. Colic, a sheepdog. Coma, a punctuation mark. Dilate, to live long. To enema, not a friend. Fester, quicker than someone else. Fibula, a small lie. Impotent, distinguished, well known. Labor pain, getting hurt at work. Medical staff, a doctor's cane. Morbid, a higher offer. Nitrates, rates for pay for working at night, normally more money than days. Node, I knew it. Outpatient, a person who has fainted. Pelvis, second cousin Elvis. Postoperative, a letter carrier. Recovery room, place to do upholstery. Rectum, nearly killed him. Secretion, hiding someplace. Seizure, a Roman Empire or emperor. A tablet, a small table. A terminal illness is getting sick at the airport. A tumor is one plus one more. And urine is opposite of you're out.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy, alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
No, Lenny, no.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive. Lenny saw the ball in the air and was going to try to catch it. But a 5-pound dog shouldn't try for a homer into the bleachers. At Morin Brothers, we try to knock it into the bleachers every time you bring your car in for service. That's right, Lenny. Whether it's a simple oil change, a complete service, or one of our fantastic detail services, at Morin Brothers, we knock it out of the park every time.
offers customized document solutions to optimize document workflow for your work environment wherever your work takes you.
Today, a global company needs a global document imaging partner.
Innovative technology to support global business.
Only from Kyocera.
In every way, Meow was larger than life.
Wow, that's a lot of cat, was my first impression.
Too much cat. At 37 pounds, he was the equivalent of a person 600 pounds. Dr. Jennifer Stecchetti knew time was ticking to get Meow to a healthy weight.
Unfortunately, we just didn't really have enough time. The cumulative toll that all that weight took on his body just caught up with him.
Shelter workers say in his final days, Meow was happy and playing in a foster home, even becoming more active. And then his respiratory tract started to fail. Dr. Jen raised Meow to the animal hospital.
But some of them you just get attached to.
She was with him in his final 24 hours.
I mean, we really spared nothing, did everything we could for him, but unfortunately he was just in a downward spiral and we couldn't stop it.
At the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, Meow's death left a big void.
We are absolutely heartbroken. He was absolutely adorable and we all fell in love.
Could easily have lived to be 15 to 20 and his life was cut short. I really hope that people remember him and remember his message and help maintain a healthy weight in their own pets.
It's going to be hard to forget the 45-pound cat, when you think. But this goes with that. Forecast predicts 42% of Americans will be obese by 2030. I don't wait until then. And those who are already obese are getting heavier and heavier. How about that? But anyway, that's what's going on there. That's what's happening there. Then I had a story here I wanted to share with you. I wanted to tell you about that I thought was kind of interesting. Right here. License to drive itself. Google self-driving cars get a green light in Nevada. Nevada drivers could soon be sharing the road with vehicles that don't need them. Department of Motor Vehicles officials said Monday they've issued Google the nation's first license to test self-driving cars on public streets after conducting demonstrations on the Vegas Strip and in Carson City that show the car is as safe or perhaps safer than a human. You'd think they'd sort of do this out, you know, on a highway, out in the middle of the highway someplace, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. But they decided to do it right downtown Vegas. Anyway, so this is the self-driving vehicle technology. It works like autopilot to guide a car, in this case a modified Prius, with little or no intervention from a human operator. Laser radar mounted on the roof and in the grille detects pedestrians, cyclists, and other vehicles. So you can actually just get in the car and not do anything. They have one of those now. It's called a taxi, isn't it? Oh, well, whatever. All right. Vladimir Putin's back as Russia's president. Gee, the Pute. He was welcomed by a 30-gun salute, and the Russian defense minister who returned to Putin the black suitcase that contains the controls to a vast nuclear arsenal. I had no idea about this. I had no idea. And this is going to be kind of interesting to find out. My brother, who's coming to visit me on Friday, he's a Disney guy. He likes Disney. Matter of fact, he's going on Disney cruise. All right, so he's a big Disney guy. And I had never heard of this. And maybe I'm the only one that's never heard of this. Disney Secret Club 33 is going to be open to new members. Did you know there's a Club 33? It's hidden in New Orleans Square. For years, Disney diehards and other hopefuls to walk through the green door bearing number 33 haven't had the chance to add their names to the already overwhelming waiting list. But Friday, that all changed. So some people are going to get in. They're not saying how many. There's 800 people on the list. It costs $25,000 in initiation fee and $10,000 after that in annual dues. A beer is a beer. Holy dump truck. Then, in the slow, what's the name of that place out there? Disney California Adventure. They're going to have, this is named for the year Walt Disney was born. They're going to have another one. 1901 will be a private club, a lounge described as a warm, intimate space featuring personal artwork and photographs from early animators, including Disney himself. So there you are. I didn't know that secret stuff about that. There's always that secret stuff about Disneyland because you never see anything. Everybody's behind the scenes somehow. I don't know how they fit back there, but they're down there somewhere. Now, this was one chance to really be memorable, you know, to do something that would just go down in history as, you have to be kidding. You know what I mean? But this would be cool, but he just doesn't have the chutzpah for it. I could just tell. He's a weenie. Rick Santorum endorsed Romney in an email. So he endorsed Romney. Can you imagine if he had endorsed Barack Obama? I mean, really. Would that have been cool? Sure. Even if, you know, it meant nothing particular, but I think it would still be cool. Wuss. All right. Chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said Monday that there is no timetable for restarting the sideline San Onofre nuclear plant while investigators are trying to determine the cause of unusual wear on hundreds of tubes that carry radioactive water. Maybe what we're learning is that radioactive water causes tubes to fail. You know, some things we do, it's kind of a learn-as-you-go affair. That's one of them right there. And then, let me go here. Let me go. Wait. I don't know what the heck it was. Oh, here, right here. It was in Sunday's paper. Japan data wanted in Diablo filed. Nuclear plant critics asked NRC to include post-disaster information in PG&E's effort to renew licenses at Slo County site, which I would think would be almost standard requirements for all the nuclear power plants, you know, in the United States and around the world. They'd want to get the information they got from Fukushima, you know, so I don't know. Fukushima, you. Anyway, that's of course, Fukushima went bad because it got, you know, run over by a wave. It's not to say ours can't either. Yeah. In Europe, omens for Obama. Anti-austerity message and political instability may hurt U.S. economy and president's re-election efforts. And so here's the thing. You know, the people in France said, we're not going for that anti-austerity thing. We're not going for that austerity program. The people in Greece are saying, we don't like austerity. We like to, you know, just be free-willing, crazy people. And so that's kind of a problem, because that was what the problem was to begin with. All right. And that was the problem. Here's a warning. Chemicals known to the state of California cause cancer, birth defects, and other reproductive harm are containing crude oil, gasoline, diesel fuel, and other petroleum products and byproducts. This is from Phillips 66, Chevron Corporation, BP America, ExxonMobil, Shell Oil Products, Valero, Ultramar, Beacon, Vinoco, and Aria Energy, LLC. So don't drink it. I realize the kids are drinking, what is it? Hand sanitizer. I have to speak at the high school tomorrow. I have two classes I have to speak to. If I'm going to be watching for that hand sanitizer stuff going around. Here, pass me that. I'm going to be on my toes. Other things going on. San Francisco fire leaves Paso grads homeless. Two women and their boyfriends were among 37 displaced by a blaze on Sunday. And, I mean, this thing went up. This is an apartment building. And so, I mean, 37 people, that's a lot of people. All right. Lon Allen. Now, this is what he had to say, and he's right. He said, texting by adults is just as dangerous, and people talking on the phone is just as dangerous as teenagers doing it. And he said he doesn't see more teenagers doing it than adults when he's up in the Atascadero. He says he just sees people doing it everywhere. Part of me doesn't care. I just don't want you to kill me. That's how selfish I am about that. You know what I mean? If you want to run into a tree and kill yourself, whatever, good. But, you know, don't kill somebody else or me. That's how I feel about it. And Thomas Kincaid OD'd on alcohol and Valium. Yeah, that doesn't mix. Well, at least it didn't mix right in this case. And then here's, you know, they had this thing I told you about. Model Linda Evangelista was going for $46,000 a month for her son. You want to know who else pays hefty child support? Rapper Nas, N-A-S, who I have no idea who that was ordered in 2009 to pay $51,000 per month to his ex-wife, singer Kells. Is that what it is? Kells? Yeah, Kells. And their son, as part of a 2011 divorce settlement between Brooke Mueller, Charlie Sheen was to pay $55,000 per month for the support of their twin son. I'm just glad people have this kind of money. You know what I'm saying? That's really quite exciting. It is. I don't have it. But some people do. Anyway, now, here you have a murder trial delayed in the Destiny Myers case. Five accused will head to court in January, giving lawyers more time to test evidence. So that's one of those tragedies of the Central Coast that we all shudder about and go, what the hey? All right. The Dodgers beat the Giants yesterday, and you know a lot of people complain that the Giants don't get enough press coverage from the Tribune. So here they are, right in the front page. Of course, they lost to the Dodgers. So. I'm just letting you know. Bounty players appeal their suspensions. Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma and three other players suspend the NFL's investigation of Orleans Cash for Hits bounty system. Challenge their punishments on Monday. It's not going to work. You kidding? They're taking the coach out for a year. You think they're going to be nice to them?
I don't think so.
I think there's no going back for you guys. That's the way that is. All right, let's see what else we have going on in our world today. There's a lot of different things going on here. We have to find out why this is here. Romney's claim for credit and auto rebound. Now, 3 years after the Obama administration bailed out General Motors, GM, Fortune 500, and Chrysler Group, and with U.S. industry sales, profits, and hiring all rising, Romney believes he deserves credit for this. Because it'll take a lot of credit for the fact that this injury has come back, he told an Ohio television station Monday. My own view is that the auto companies needed to go through bankruptcy before government help, and frankly, that's finally what the president did. He finally took them in through bankruptcy. Oh, God. Okay. Joe, I'm taking credit for putting man on the moon. I wasn't there. I wasn't anywhere near the rocket or anything, or the limb. But I'm taking credit for it. That's how it is. Unbelievable. All right, other things going on. Other things are happening in our news. Other things that are happening. Things we haven't got. We have a lot of leftovers here. Things that we didn't get to at all. I love John Lindsay's story about how the weather balloon thing works. When the weather balloon gets to a certain height, it freezes and then it just disintegrates. And then they have a thingy on it that I guess he didn't say they wanted back. Although some kids sent one up and they did want it back and they found it. As a matter of fact, they set a mobile phone with a camera, and then they had a GPS thing. I don't know how this works with these kids. Anyhow, they did it, and so then they retrieved the darn thing. I guess there's this thing the size of a brick is on the bottom of one of these weather balloons. So if you find something that looks brickish, and you might want to keep it as a souvenir. All right. Other things that are happening today. Other things that are happening today. We had 2 full pages of obituary the other day, so that doesn't sound good. Patterson's fiscal leadership balance merit re-election. His voting record, moderation instead of inflexible ideology. So the Tribune is endorsing Jim Patterson. Leonard Pitt's column, it just hit me so hard. I have to tell you the truth. And he's talking about, he's talking about this collective idea. Here was a number that he gave that pretty much tells you the whole story and what this article was about. What else do you think about black? Why else do you think that black folks flinch when the mugshot goes up on television, hoping the face will not be brown? And if we bore some communal responsibility for the suspect's misdeeds, why else, when I ask a room full of black kids how frequently the individual who murdered a white person is black, do they figure it at 75%? Why else are they shocked to hear it's only 13%? At some subterranean level, we African Americans still believe the garbage of innate criminality that we have so assiduously been fed and struggle with hating ourselves as America long ago taught us to do. They're talking about George Zimmerman. He says, this is why I grow impatient with those black and white and otherwise who think the salient social issue here is George Zimmerman's character. It's not, nor is it Trayvon's. It is rather that ours is a nation of so obscenely comfortable in conflating black with crime that a civilian carrying no badge of authority nevertheless feels he has a right to require that an American boy walking lawfully on a public street justify his presence there, and is the knowledge that at least some black men would have done the same. To make this about Zimmerman is to absolve the rest of us from maintaining a society that in ways overt and covert still make criminality a function of skin. Trayvon Martin was killed by a stereotype. George Zimmerman, this is just the guy who fired the gun. Now, here was another thing that was in the paper. And I'm pro and con. Whom do you support for county supervisor? So it says county can't afford to elect extremists. That's one side. This is by Azaf Iqbal. I think that's how you say his name. He's a past associate dean and professor emeritus of the county of Cal Poly. And this guy over here, John Allen Peschong, served in President Reagan's administration, later as a senior strategist for the campaigns of President Bush. Now, here's what he got off on. You ready for this? And I don't know, but I in no way was it indicated that was the situation. That's not what Scolari said. But, you know, I don't know, maybe he's right, but it's weird. He said, within the past 6 months, Supervisor Patterson Hill voted to ban businesses from offering customers free grocery bags. A short time later, Scolari's grocery store announced it was closing its Central Coast stores. Did the bag ban force Scolari's to close? Probably not entirely, but easily could have been the regulation that broke the camel's back. Say what? Boy, there's a large leap of faith there. Faith I don't have in that statement, I have to tell you the truth. Scolari's, because of a ban that's not even in effect yet, that broke the camel's back right there. Anything? Class of 2012, the things they don't tell you at graduation. You will keep in touch with friends, but not the ones you thought. This is okay. The person you never talked to in middle school will wind up in the same city and no good places to play skee ball. When you hit a certain point in your 20s, everyone around you starts to get married, and you're wondering what's going on with you. In life, there are no rewards for doing mundane tasks. You don't get gold stars for cleaning the shower. Most cleaning product commercials suggest a bald man or anthropomorphic sponge would high-five you once the finished cleaning is. This is seldom the case unless you inhaled some of the product as you worked. Where comes the dating adulthood consists of the creeping realization that events you thought romantic comedies made up to generate conflict actually happen. Some days will be better than others. If you're lucky enough to be graduating now, you'll have the creeping sense that your worries are first world problems. No one who owns this many sweaters is entitled to be unhappy, you'll tell yourself. It's really a shame, too, because these kids are getting out of school. They're stuck. They are having a heck of a time. They're really having a heck of a time. And then they had, if I could find it, and I will, they had this article about people, this is why I was saying that Aria, was that her name yesterday? I was saying that I saw this thing in the paper about people taking advantage of interns. I have to tell you the truth. I had an intern once when I was a program director, and it was what a pain in the neck that was. Because she really couldn't do anything. The guy that owned the station, he owned five of them, and he said, Benica, you're the program director and operations director of the station, so therefore everything goes through you. Anything that's wrong is your fault. Anything that's right is your fault. That's the way it is. And I don't want anything to go wrong. With that kind of a mandate, you know, you tend to make sure that you do everything yourself. You know, that which you can do. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I didn't tell you anything. There was other people that did different jobs, but there were certain things I thought I have to do this myself, and I wasn't going to have an intern do it. So I didn't take advantage of her at all. And she's a nice lady, and so she was a singer. She sang at Happy Jacks in Morro Bay. So she was tough. You know, she knew how to handle herself. Because if you're going to sing at Happy Jacks in Morro Bay, you have to have that. You gotta be tough. I don't think it's there anymore, is it? I think it's changed its name or something. Right. Okay, anything's happening. We got another story up here I want to share with you. This one is, now I don't know, I just look at the headline and go, well, that sounds interesting. So in 26 seconds, we'll find out what they're talking about if everything goes according to Hoyle.
So managing information quickly and accurately is critical.
That's why document imaging systems from Kyocera automatically send scanned patient data to doctors before that patient arrives efficiently and securely.
Kyocera technology delivers the reliability you need and the results you can count on.
Supporting healthcare with innovative document solutions.
Only from Kyocera.
A Playboy playmate stole the show during Mexico's presidential debate. Now, here she is. The model is only on screen for a few seconds, and it was for a drawing to see which candidate was going to go first. But her name blew up on Twitter, and people were like, eh? And the Federal Election Group said, hey, it's the production company that hired her. She says when they called her, they said, we want a white dress. And that's the one she chose.
I think she might have it on backwards.
That's funny. Anyway, so they picked her. They did. All right, now, other things are going on. Other things that happened today that we should talk about. I'm trying to find my one article. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, I'm getting there. I'm going to find it sooner or later. Weird. Other things that are going on. Emerald Triangles, cash crop dries up. This is up north, you know. This is up by Big Sur. The closure of hundreds of marijuana dispensaries across California and a federal crackdown on licensing programs for medical pot cultivation are leaving growers in North Coast redwoods with harvested stashes many can't sell. What a shame. Up by Arcata and all those places up there, you know, in Humboldt, Mendo, and Mendocino and Trinity counties, workers used to earn as much as $200 a pound meticulously cutting leaves from marijuana buds, prepping them for display at dispensaries or for sale in a purely illicit market. Now, you know, the federales have screwed everything up for those people. And here was another fascinating story over the weekend. And that was the fact that this is a reporter was dismissed for breaking news of the Nazis' surrender before he was supposed to. So now they go back and they say, well, now we feel bad and maybe he was mistreated and all this kind of stuff. And actually, there's a thing about rules. You know, that's what we get into, thing about rules. And that's what, that's the issue that came up about the Secret Service and everything. That, you know, are there rules in place that says you can't do that? But, so if you're not supposed to reveal the information you shouldn't reveal, then you can get fired for revealing it, can't you? All right. Speaking of Colombia, U.S. agents were idiots, a prostitute says. Women say she could easily have obtained sensitive information from the Secret Service because the guy was out cold. She did him in there. And so she said she could have gone through all of his stuff. He could have gone through his suitcase, his documents, his wallet, the whole darn thing. They could track me anywhere in the world that I go, but they haven't done so. She says Secret Service have not talked to her yet about the whole thing. So, okay. And here's this big ship that's a solar-powered ship that just made it around the world in 585 days. Ending their trip Friday off Monaco's harbor. So, there you go. Solar-powered ship. I am still trying to find this one thing. Don't worry about it. Obama issues less stringent federal rules on fracking. Somehow I have a feeling that what we don't need are less stringent rules on fracking. I got a thing here. We could have a short tutorial, if I can get to it, on fracking. But, you know, they use chemicals that are, we don't know what they're going to do to the water supply. Nobody does. And, of course, the oil companies say, oh, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry about that. They always say that. Ah, you don't have to worry about that. And then you find out you had to worry about it really badly, and you didn't. So that's what happens right there. All right, so let's see if I can bring this up for us. Not fast, I can tell you that. not anytime soon. They had a thing about tell us about fracking. And I'm trying to find tell us about fracking. John Travolta accused of a sexual assault. Did you hear about that at all? I hadn't heard about that. Let's see if we can find out about that. Frick the fracking. We're going to see what else happened here with John Travolta.
this stage, these are just allegations, and they're coming from an unnamed accuser. Actually, accusers at this point, the name count has stepped up just in the last couple of hours. Travolta's attorneys are attacking this lawsuit and calling it a complete fiction and fabrication. Now, in court documents that were filed on May 4th, a male massage therapist, identified only as John Doe, alleges that John Travolta committed sexual assault and battery during massage, which took place at the Beverly Hills Hotel on January 16th. Now, these documents claim, among some other things, that Travolta inappropriately touched the masseur during the encounter. The suit also alleges Travolta yelled at the plaintiff, saying, "Sexual favors are how you get ahead in Hollywood." Well, the massage therapist is seeking $2 million. And as I mentioned, Travolta's attorneys are fighting back. I want to read to you what his reps are telling CNN. They say none of the events claimed in the suit ever occurred. The plaintiff, who refuses to give their name, knows that the suit is a baseless lie. It is for that reason that the plaintiff has not identified, hasn't been identified with the name, even though it is required to do so. On the date when the plaintiff claims John met him, John was not in California, and it can be proved that he was on the East Coast. Plaintiff's attorneys filed the suit to try to get his 15 minutes of fame. John intends to get this case thrown out, and then he will sue the attorney and plaintiff for malicious prosecution. Now, I want to point out, Brooke, we did reach out to the plaintiff's attorney, who responded to us by saying this: "We were in discussions for a long time before the case was filed. It would not have been filed if they had indicated that they even had a McDonald's receipt to show that he was anywhere but in California."
So where does this go from here? I mean, as you mentioned, this guy wants $2 million. What more do we know about him? We don't even know his name. Apparently he's saying there are more plaintiffs.
Well, here's the thing. Reports just started circulating, as I mentioned, about a second massage therapist making allegations against Travolta. The same attorney is handling both accusers, so we're working to get some specifics about just what is alleged in this separate case. We're going to have to wait and see where, if anywhere, this goes at all, Brooke. But Travolta obviously deserves...
Anyway, John Travolta, as you can imagine, is like a walking bank. You know, so when you're famous, these things can happen to you. I just, I won't say anything. I don't know. You know, we don't have any facts. We don't have any darn facts. We need some facts. Other things are going on in our world. Other things are going on. Breast cancer, more deadly for men. Did you know that? Because men, we don't check ourselves for breast cancer. You know what I mean? So that's one of the big problems right there. Could now. I don't feel anything unusual. That's really bad. I've heard that before, though. That more men get breast cancer, you'd be surprised how many men do get breast cancer. Let me see what says the number right here. Because lots of men get it. And it's really weird. The American Cancer Society estimates 1 in 1,000 men will get breast cancer versus 1 in 8 women. By comparison, 1 in 6 men will get prostate cancer, the most common cancer in men. Research analyzed almost 10 years of national data on breast cancer cases from 1998 to 2007. A total of 13,457 male patients diagnosed during those years were included. So now, again, women are 1.4 million. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, it's anything like what women have, but, you know, it's just something that men don't pay attention to. We have to pay attention to prostate, though, because that just rings a bell.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Transportation security officials are advising international airports about the latest underwear bomb plot and offering guidance for how to keep the terrorists from boarding a plane with one.
We're confident that this device and any individual that might have been designed to use it are no longer a threat to the American people.
That's White House counterterror advisor John Brennan, CBS's John Miller.
One of the reasons that authorities are very reticent to talk about the details of who's in custody or what else may happen next is they're trying to backtrack through that right now, because it would be very difficult to declare success by interdicting this one plot and then find out that there were three of these devices that went in other directions to other individuals.
And the designer of the bomb, who can presumably build more of them, has not yet been caught. The UN's envoy says ceasefire in Syria isn't working.
Kofi Annan insists his plan is still the best option.
There is a profound concern that the country could otherwise descend into full civil war, and the implications of that are quite frightening.
But he admits there may come a day that it is deemed a failure.
That would be a very sad day and a tough day for the region.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
The FBI has filed kidnapping charges against the wife of a man suspected of killing a young woman from Tennessee. The bodies of Joanne Bain and her 14-year-old daughter have been found behind a house in northern Mississippi.
Everybody's on edge. Nobody wants to let their kids out to play.
She is a neighbor in Guntown, Mississippi. The FBI believes the alleged kidnapper, Adam Mays, still has the woman's other two daughters, ages 8 and 12. AAA's safety researchers have found once again, the more teenagers you put in a car, the more likely they are to have a wreck. Jackie Gillen at Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety.
This report is a clarion call to states to get moving on laws that restrict teen passengers. Many states have them, but several states do not.
Here's some good advice. Eat some yogurt when you are taking antibiotics. You'll be a happier puppy for it.
Antibiotics destroy bacteria. Probiotics support it, as the name implies. A study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds probiotics can minimize the digestive problems created when antibiotics destroy beneficial bacteria in your gut. In this study, there was a 42% decrease in the risk of diarrhea, a very common side effect.
That's CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Highway deaths were down again last year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says some of the primary reasons are the slow economy means we are driving a lot less, and cars are safer these days. 32,310 people died in motor vehicle crashes last year, down 1.7%. On Wall Street, the Dow down 61 points, NASDAQ off about 8, and oil prices today, $97.50 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
The author has died who wrote some of the most counterintuitive children's books at the time. Maurice Sendak had a stroke 4 days ago and died in Danbury, Connecticut at the age of 83.
Where the Wild Things Are was his biggest hit, and kids loved reading about Naughty Max.
I like how he was actually brave when he did go to the where the Wild Things Are.
They all make him king because they think he's so tough and brave, but then he misses his parents and his house.
Bookstores are displaying Sendak's works and ordering more to match all the requests. Andrew Mullenbeck for CBS News.
Every year, an enterprising teenager somewhere creates an unusual dress for the senior prom. In Ishpeming, Michigan, Diane McNeese made a very sweet dress out of about 18,000 Starburst candy wrappers. Classmates helped save them up, and she wore the dress to the prom this weekend. Took 5 months to make it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we handcraft policies like Italian shoes, and this is a pop quiz. Does sitting on your wallet feel like sitting on a lopsided booster seat? No? Well, it should. See, Farmers agents can help you stuff your wallet by combining auto and home policies so you can walk tall, sit crooked, and hopefully find a decent chiropractor.
If you want answers about saving money, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Yeah.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
Hey, Dad, what's new at the store these days?
Well, Kelly, there's always something new at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath.
Hey, in case you haven't been paying attention, Pops, I know that Mom is looking to spruce up the master bathroom. So what you thinking?
I'm thinking what's good for Mom is good for Dad. A good place to start is with the new vanity cabinet. And we've just received a fantastic new selection.
That sounds cool.
We've got just about any design or finish you could ask for. So there are tons of choices. And they're all pre-assembled, so they're easy to install.
Uh-oh, I see trouble brewing. But I know you can get her done, Pops.
Gee, thanks, Kel.
And let's not forget, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the finest selection of knobs and pulls to really make that cabinet really sizzle.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures on the Central Coast, come shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Things that oil companies and gas companies and geologists always kind of knew is that there were pockets of oil and natural gas under big rock formations, big layers of rock that you couldn't get at by drilling straight down. So this process involves drilling horizontally. Fracking gets its name from hydraulic fracturing. And what that means, hydraulic, they're using water and chemicals and some sand and other things, and they fracture the rock by pushing it at it at a very, very, very high speed. That fractures the rock, it releases the oil and the natural gas. About 87% of the fracking that was done last year worldwide was done in North America. The Bakken Shale, which is out in North Dakota, you have the Marcellus Shale, which sort of spreads through New York and Pennsylvania. So that's the kind of rock, shale, that you find these oil and gas pockets underneath. The U.S. doesn't have that much oil or gas if you look at it compared to the rest of the world. And also remember, there are a lot of places in the U.S. where you can't drill for oil and gas. The government only allows it in some places, so they allow fracking in different places than they do, say, traditional oil drilling. It is also and can be less expensive to frack for natural gas in, say, Pennsylvania than it is to drill for oil off the coast of Louisiana.
Jesus Christ.
This is the image that people know of about fracking, right? A drinking water tap catching on fire. That happens when you have methane in the drinking water. So what you hear from advocates, environmentalists, folks who live near there, is that the drinking water is contaminated either because there's natural gas in it or because those chemicals that are being used to kind of push the fluid down into the rock, fracture it, that could seep into groundwater. A lot of these chemicals are dangerous, but we don't quite know exactly what's in it because nobody requires the companies to say exactly what's in it, and they say that if they told us the secret ingredients, that would put their business model at risk. This is the central debate about fracking, whether or not things get in the groundwater. The companies who do this say, no, it's completely safe, largely because there's space, there's a lot of rock in between the fracking operations and drinking water, be it wells or reservoirs. Fracking can bring a lot of money and a lot of development and a lot of jobs to an area that didn't have that option. So there are places in Pennsylvania, there are places in North Dakota that, because of fracking, have put a lot of their residents to work. Then also you have these companies who pay homeowners to be able to drill on their land, so they make money off of it too.
There it is right there, all about frickin' and fracking. And that's how it's done right there. Now, here's another interesting thing. You know, one of the commercials that played before we had one of these news stories, you're Rebecca, by the way, talking to Chief Friends and Neighbors Network, is 1340 KONS, is the fact that, remember it used to be Kyocera? Now they say Kyocera. It's more Spanish sounding.
I noticed that. You know, it's like, what's her name? It used to be one thing, and then she changed it. I can't think of her name right now. Demi Moore. It used to be Demi Moore. Everybody knew it was Demi Moore, and then they became Demi Moore. Okay, that's more or less what I was talking about right there. This is a number you can call, 786-2578, 786-2578, or 1-866-937-1340, 1-866-937-1340 if you want to buzzer it in and share whatever's on your mind. You may do so. All right, now here's what I was trying to find the whole darn time, and I finally found it. This is more unpaid internships, more opportunity for abuse. Students facing an unforgiving job market often have little choice but to take the experience and risk being exploited. Here's Melissa Reyes, who graduated from Marist College with a degree in fashion merchandising last May, applied for a dozen jobs to no avail, and this is one of the reasons, because she did fashion merchandising. She was thrilled, however, to land an internship with Diane Van Furstenberg's fashion house in Manhattan, but Reyes soon soured on the experience. She often worked 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 5 days a week. That had me running out to buy the lunch and doing all this weird stuff. That's what I'm telling you about, so be careful. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody today. Hello?
Hi, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Just almost got out of range before I heard that last segment about fracking. And that little news story made it sound all nice and tidy. And
well, that's because the frackers do that.
You know, yeah.
And the fact that there's no government oversight that requires them to say to the government, this is what we're using to frack with, can be done. It can be done without it being, you know, broadcast to the world if it's proprietary stuff. But I can't believe that they just keep injecting that stuff in the ground and nobody knows what it is.
Well, this was all done during Dick Cheney's secret behind closed doors energy policy meetings, overriding all the regulatory issues, so they have no right to ask or even know about what kind of chemicals they put in systems to produce the fracking process and so forth. So, there's no governmental oversight, there's no environmental oversight in terms of what's going on there, in terms of the chemicals they use. They're not even required to disclose any of that information. I don't know if you've seen the movie Gasland yet. I believe there's a sequel out to it.
I heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and they keep saying, yes, it's safe and so forth, but, there's a lot of information to the contrary. Yes, people get paid for, them having their allowed drilling to happen on their land, but, if they're... if they're, all their wells are poisoned and their cattle are dying, and what's the value in that?
What trust do you put in oil companies saying that the stuff we're injecting in the earth isn't bad for you?
Zero.
Zero. Me too. I absolutely don't condone that thought at all. So, if they were just using water, and I mean just high pressure water, and that's what they fracked with, I could see. Well, okay, I don't see a problem with that. But the fact that they are using chemicals and the fact that nobody's asking them what the hell the chemicals are is nuts.
Yeah. And there's a number of different reasons. I do a lot of drilling, with doing what I do. I put tubing in the ground for heat exchange purposes, and that's, I use the earth as a natural resource for heating and cooling. So, I do drilling 300 to 400 feet deep. That's the extent of it, and everything I do is benign and designed specifically to protect the water quality table and so on, the water table. And but these guys, the drilling industry, because they're drilling through all different types of layers, they have to keep the bore open. They're using casing and things like that too. There are a lot of different chemicals, things that are designed to keep the hole open, to lubricate the drilling bits and things like that, in addition to what they need to, the heavy metals that they need to, create those high pressure applications to fracture the rock, to keep the rock fractured and open so that it will then allow the oils and or gases to escape and things like that.
Well, let me ask you another question. Water tables, I would imagine that water tables are not at one particular depth. I would imagine they're at various depths.
No, they range. They go from extremely deep up to the upper levels. And, and one of the most important things that I do, even if, consider it shallow drilling, anything less than 500 feet, is, you have to protect the one aquifer from another.
Right.
You can have a upper level, water aquifer that's brackish water, and if it's not properly done, you can contaminate a lower water aquifer.
Or
an artesian system that can, basically blow out the whole thing and then, get affected by other levels or oil and gas pockets and things like that. So there are a variety of things that need to be taken into account. And I'm not opposed to to drilling. It just needs to be done to standards that protect water quality of our resources. A lot of the water that we get from here, I forget where they said that the spring that came up in Los Osos, that came from the mountains somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Thousands of hundreds of miles away, so how deep was the water that traveled from here to there, and what path did it take to get here? So all these things should be properly taken into account. We just we can't just arbitrarily blow it off and say, well, it's in the best interest of 15 jobs to sit on a drilling rig somewhere to secure whatever they can. So the month or so that they take to do the drilling, that might employ 15 or 20 guys, but then once it's done, the well sits there with nobody maintaining it for years after that. So,
this is like BP saying
these jobs are momentary, not permanent jobs.
This is like BP saying, well, the oil's now gone. We don't know where it went, but it must have gone somewhere. Bulk.
Oh, out in the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, that oil's still out there, and it's still causing severe problems for a lot of the areas on the coast. That oil's still perking up in the sand, and still contaminating bays, and dolphins and other fish and mammal life are still dying by the dozens down there. And we hear all the good things. Yeah, the tourist industry is back up again, but it's they bury the stories about how they keep trying to repopulate certain areas with bottlenose dolphin, and they keep dying no matter how much they keep trying to repopulate them.
The whole thing, when the oil companies are involved and they tell me everything's fine, don't worry, everything's fine. I'm not feeling fine at all. So I totally agree with you.
And the dispersants that they use in there to break up the oil and settle to the bottom or whatever it does, those are very highly toxic chemicals in addition to the oil itself that have contaminating the shrimp and and all the, the deformity of the sea life is still going to be around for a decade.
Well, I tell you what, I want to thank you for your expertise on the fracking issue, because obviously it's something that you're not involved in fracking, but because you do drill, more about than most people do, and I thank you for sharing.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, you're Bill. Talk is cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network, 786-2578 and 1-866-937-1340. And who do I have coming in tomorrow? Habitat for Humanity, I believe. No, somebody else coming tomorrow. I don't know. I got different things going on this week. More people are coming in, though, to talk about different things. All right, let's talk about what's going on at Yahoo. In battle, Yahoo CEO Scott Thompson told company employees late Monday that he is sorry for the distraction his resume padding scandal has caused, without commenting on what role his own actions might have played in creating the drama. I want you to know how deeply I regret this issue has affected the company and all of you, and I regret it because I was caught. Scott wrote to late last week when activist shareholder group Third Point first alleged that Thompson lied about his college degree. Thompson's published bios have claimed that he holds a bachelor's degree in both accounting and computer science from Stonehill College, but his degree is actually only in accounting. Yahoo Fortune 500 said that it had incorrectly stated Thompson's academic credentials, claiming the mistake was an inadvertent error. You bet. Yahoo's board said Tuesday that it has hired an outside counsel to conduct a review of the false statement. If appointed, the company's three independent investigators oversee the investigation. They got independent directors seeing the investigator's investigation. So anyway, that's the whole thing right there. So that's what does Thompson say after that? He said he would cooperate fully with the board's review, and the CEO urged a prompt conclusion to the probe. And then let me please keep this very lucrative position, because it was just a small fudge factor. It was just one degree, you know. I had one. There's just one other one. the world. The world as it is. All right, we'll find out some other stories that go on in the news, too. Let me tell you what I got. So I just reviewed that thing with you about internships and people, you know, that get into this thing where they're not, you're really not doing an internship. You're just a gopher. And you need to kind of more watch out for that. This woman finally quit when her boss demanded that she also work both days of a weekend. She now works part-time as a model. Asked about her complaints, the fashion firm said, "We are very proud of our internship program. We take all concerns of this kind very seriously." Yes, when we ask an intern to go get us lunch, you know, we'll forgive them if something's wrong in the bag that they couldn't check on. Yeah. Unbelievable. The world is turning as it should, right? All right, what else I got? One more ridiculous thing here I wanted to play. And this is one of these things that, what's his name, does? Hello? Oh, here it is right here. Okay, Anderson Cooper. So we're going to hear from farmers again, and then with any luck, we'll have the story. And then we will once again hear some very nice music.
These are the sweet little animals that run into the road and cause car crashes.
So what do we do?
We talk to our customers to make sure they understand their options in case these guys ever cross their path.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the bake sale ban in Massachusetts. That's right, moms and dads, hide your banana bread, put away the coffee cake, don't even think about that Boston cream pie. Bake sales, the tastiest of community fundraisers, are soon to be a thing of the past. According to the Boston Herald, as part of a new effort to curb obesity, Massachusetts officials are cracking down on the kinds of foods that can be sold in public schools. So let's stop right there, because before you tweet me or write me a letter, and unless it's written in cream cheese frosting, I'm not that interested. I want to go on record as saying I'm anti-obesity. I get it. It is a major problem. I think school lunches should be healthy, and I totally support getting junk food out of vending machines, just as long as they're not the CNN vending machines. And look, I have credibility on this issue. It's not like the table outside my office was filled with cupcakes today. Okay, the table outside my office was filled with cupcakes today. But seriously, I love healthy food.
Spinach? All right. All right.
Wow.
Clearly, I enjoyed the first time I had spinach. And yes, I always eat my vegetables in front of a studio audience. But here's the thing. According to the Herald, some parents in Massachusetts are concerned that healthy bake sales won't raise crucial money for school trips and activities. Because, you know, brownies, I mean, taste amazing. And spinach tastes like Wolf Blitzer's beer dipped in a salad. But like I said, I get it. Young people need to eat healthy and lay off the junk food. It's a big problem. In fact, in my old school mind, this is still what they do in their free time.
God, I love these fries.
You love them so much, why don't you marry them? Can I have some?
Sure, Cindy, go ahead.
Oh, God, these are good.
Cindy, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
It's a classic. So, yes, Good People Massachusetts, birthplace of the American Revolution and Dunkin' Donuts. Keep the school lunches healthy. I support you all the way. But no more bake sales. I really need some sugar coating. I guess I'll just wash it down on the ridiculous.
Tom, are you okay? He looks like he's in shock. Tom, can you hear me? What happened?
It happened at Rancho Grande.
Rancho Grande?
Rancho Grande Motors.
was a normal day. I thought this was the perfect time to get a new car, so I started looking. All the other dealerships were filled with these high-pressure sales guys. They kept coming at me in wave after wave after wave.
Tom, it's okay. You're here now.
Just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, I went to Rancho Grande Motors. The people there were helpful without trying to put the squeeze on me. They answered every question I had and were totally upfront and honest about every vehicle.
Wait, a car dealer that was upfront and honest?
They said it's because they live here too. They want to be good neighbors and make sure I'm a customer for life. I couldn't believe it. I found the perfect place to buy a pre-owned vehicle, Rancho Grande Motors.
No wonder you're in shock. Where did you say Rancho Grande Motors was?
1404 Auto Park Way. A little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
Hello, I'm Senator Sam Blakesley.
And I'm County Supervisor Paul Teixeira.
Have you heard of the Children's Resource Network of the Central Coast?
They provide free clothes, toiletries, and school supplies to homeless and migrant children.
Please help, because when you invest in the lives of these children,
you invest in their future and our future as a community.
To learn more about how you can help, please visit our website today.
Children'sResourceNetwork.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like, my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you.
Just the way you is. It's perfectly fine with me. Okay. You're Bill Benega, Talker Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. I should be spanked for not getting this sooner, and I picked John Travolta to do it. Spencer's Fresh Market, because, you know, lunch, well, you can do this for dinner, you know. You don't have to do it for lunch necessarily. So here's the deal I got. You have a, on Tuesday, don't forget to have, what does that say? Oh, yeah. God, Phil. Spaghetti and meatballs for $5. That's for two people. That's a big old, big bunch of it. Spaghetti and meatballs or dollar tacos. And then you can combine those with, which is also still on sale as of today, you can buy those with the 3 for 99 cents chicken or beef taquitos, along with the Mexican rice or refried beans, or the beef or chief, chicken chimichangas for 99 cents each. So you can really do yourself up Mexican. I'm telling you that right now. And don't forget all the other great things they have. Now, here's a choice of four for $1.99 a pound, fresh extra lean ground beef, 85%. Buy some Spencer's ground beef and try it. You'll thank me. Harris Ranch fresh beef back ribs, fresh boneless, skinless, chickenless, breasts or thighs, and then Prairie Fresh Natural Pork Style Ribs, Happy Country Ribs. And they're all $1.99 a pound. See, here's the problem. You've been buying hamburger the same way for your whole life. And you think, well, this is how hamburger tastes. That's how it does taste, if you, unless you go to Spencer's and buy it. And you say, Bill, they can't be a different. Yes. They grind it themselves. They take the cow, this chunk of the cow, and they make a hamburgers out of it. And then they're not mixing it with all kinds of other stuff. You know, they're not doing that. They do that down in L.A., down there in Vernon. They don't do it here at Spencer's and five locations on the Central Coast where you can go at any time, day or night, and get yourself some stuff. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and Santa Maria. Go get the Spencer's and get all the good stuff. Okay. Other people in this. I was going to check the headlines one more time just to make sure we don't have any breaking, that, like, you know, the thing with the, what's his name? Senate balks no action on student loans, so that's where that's going on with that. Ticker Clinton-Biden in 2016, which would be interesting because, let's click on that. Because who says that if, I'm assuming it's Hillary we're going to be reading about. Why would she, yeah, it is Hillary. Clinton says she and Biden are on the same team. Vice President Joe Biden joked Sunday that he and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton would run for the White House in 2016 as a team. And in Tuesday interview, Clinton suggests they had indeed a solid team. We were on the same, they're not going to run together anyway. Why would they do that to begin with? Okay, that's nice. And then... I'll be very respectful when I say this, because she's the Secretary of State of the United States of America. She says she doesn't have to wear makeup. And she's right. I don't know that it's helping at all. So that's right. That's what's going on with that. Other things are happening in our world. Where's the thing I wanted to tell you about here? There was a thing. I'll get to it. Well, we're still, you know, we're still on the edge of our seats here with the idea of, is this dissident guy, Ching Ha Ching guy, going to be able to come to America? And I don't really know if he is or not yet. We don't have any indication that it's going to happen. They said we would, but that doesn't mean anything. The Loch Ness Monster's on vacation in Wisconsin, and state officials want the legendary lady to leave. Department of Natural Resources spokesman Dan Bowman says a sculpture of Nessie is illegally obstructing the Chippewa River in Eau Claire, and must be removed by the person who placed it there. The sculpture's creator remains a mystery, although a person who anonymously emailed the Eau Claire Leader telegram on Thursday said it would be removed within 10 days. So a guy put a funny fish in the water there. I know where it is. There was an editorial I want to share with you. Remember we talked about this whole animal control people? And, like, what the heck is that all about? An agency out of control. Maybe the Environmental Protection Agency's top administrators didn't mean his comments to sound quite how they did, but they didn't sound good. In a 2010 speech now circulating online, this guy, Al Armendariz, compared his philosophy of enforcement to ancient Roman soldiers' practice of crucifying random victims in recent conquered territory. Anyway, so he's getting in this whole thing about the EPA and said that it was, you know, just kind of crazy. And then they have the other thing about, you know, there was another editorial about this, all these animals are being killed. You know, I mean, what is it? No, it's more than that. A million wolves since what, 1996 it was? A million wolves. So there's something not right with that either. I was telling you, something's not right with that. All right. We have a lot of things out of control. I just try to stay away from trying to get in front of them because this is easier. Samsung Electronics, the world's largest mobile phone maker, last quarter unveiled a new handset in the Galaxy S series, intensifying the battle for Apple for leadership in the smartphone market. The Galaxy S3 runs Google's latest Android operating system, features increased voice command options to compete with Siri voice software on the latest Apple iPhone. Other functions include an eye sensor screen that prevents the screen from dimming. The Galaxy device has helped Samsung overtake Nokia as the world's top handset seller for the first time in the first quarter. See, that's what I need. I need a phone that I can just tell it what to do, and it'll do it for me. Because if I have to do the buttons myself, I'm totally confused. And I think there's others that could join me in that right there. Oh, no, you know what they're going to bring that back? That's a Chrysler Fiat joint operation, and they're going to bring back, I don't know if it's going to be called a Dodge. Is it going to be called Dodge? Yep. The Dodge Dart. Remember the Dodge Dart? Well, it's coming back. It's going to look better than the last one, which isn't hard. I think it's interesting that Chrysler's bringing back all their old names. You know, I mean, the Chevy brought the Camaro back, and Ford, of course, had Mustang all along. But and then Malibu, you know. And then Chrysler's just bringing all the old stuff back, the Charger, the Challengers, the everything. And now the Chrysler Fiat. And then what is the other thing that Ford has? A Ford Fiesta. They brought the Fiesta back. I remember the original Fiesta was something made in some country, God knows where, and then when everybody started buying small cars, and it was really trashy. Then there was another Ford that they sold from England. I'm trying to think of the name of that thing. And boy, was that a piece of poop, too. Our first venture into the small car market wasn't that successful, you know. And then Honda came along, and that's when Honda and Toyota and Nissan showed up. It was Datsun back then, and had these little cheap cars that just held together like crazy, you know. And so we had learned a thing or two about how to make small cars, which we have, I think. Now, a $2 billion ruling against Ford is overturned. The lawsuit filed in 2002 claimed that Ford cheated dealers out of $800 million in profits. Wow. High Court of Appeals has overruled the judge's. Take two? Okay, thanks. The Ohio's Court of Appeals has overturned a judge's ruling last year that the Ford Motor Company must pay $2 billion to commercial truck dealers who claim they were overcharged by the company for more than a decade, Ford said. The appellate court ordered a new trial for the class action suit, ruling that Judge Peter J. Corrigan of Cuyahoga County erred in executing evidence presented by Ford. So it goes on, as you can find them. And then here's the SLK 350 finally cleans up Mercedes Sports Car Act. You can't afford one of those anyway. We don't care. All right, so that's nice. That's nice we can get one. Oh, and then here was another thing here. Holy cow, this has to be spoken of right now. In February 2011, Marine Lance Corporal Andrew Carpenter was shot and killed while on patrol in Afghanistan. A lending company subsequently forgave the student loan taken out by Carpenter, a native of Columbia, Tennessee, but now his parents are on the hook for, are you ready, a $28,000 tax bill. Representative Scott DeJarlis of Tennessee is outraged. He is sponsoring a bill that would prevent the Internal Revenue Service from taking loans that are forgiven after service members die. The Andrew P. Carpenter Tax Act is one bill that both parties can and should support. 3 years before he died, Carpenter took out a $20,000 student loan. His parents co-signed. The lending company forgave the student loan after he had been notified of Carpenter's death. IRS, however, treated the forgiven loan, as it always does, as income. Student loans backed by the federal government are forgiven for deceased veterans. Private lenders have the option of waiving student loans for them. The Andrew P. Carter Tax Act would change that. When credit card balances, student loans, and other types of debt are forgiven, the IRS considers the amount owed to the taxpayer income. In the case of people who are deceased, their heirs or co-signers are responsible for the tax. The bill essentially would forgive the tax owed and be retroactive to October 7th, 2001.
Please. Please.
Every generation, every single generation of service people has had some crap they've had to deal with. It just makes you wonder. It just absolutely makes you wonder. Now, here's the story that was in the news here about the, you know, this guy, Brian Miller, that went a little bit cuckoo, teacher. Judge receives letters saying, educator, not a threat, but a dedicated father needs help. 12 letters were submitted to San Luis Obispo Superior Court in support of the San Luis Obispo teacher allegedly wrote about going postal and threatening to kill himself and three others in an email to San Luis Teacher Association. Brian Miller's supporters lobbied for a reduction of his $1 million bail, which Judge Michael Duffy reduced Thursday to $100,000. As longtime friends, we can unequivocally state that Brian is not a threat to anyone else. One letter stated he is in obvious need of mental health support, and we have been concerned for a while that he has not yet recognized this need. So everybody else around him kind of says, you know, the guy's got to have a problem. The guy's got to need some help. And he's the last guy to know. That can happen. That sure can happen. All right. Maybe the psychologist can call and make fun of him. That'd be good. Other things. Let me see if I've hit everything. Because all of a sudden everything pops up and it's new. Last two times ago I clicked on this. Romney claims credit in the auto run. Okay. I can't have that again. Cafferty, how fat can Americans get? Well, if half of us are going to be fat by 20, whatever it is, then we can keep getting fatter, I guess. Greece, don't destroy the future, it says. Financial lessons for the U.S. U.S. stock, okay, no pills. The Chinese are saying there are no pills made from human tissue. That's like, you know, believing that there's no problem with the chemicals they use in fracking. You know, that ranks right up there. So one of the big things that's going on, of course, in the news is that they're doing their darndest to try to figure out, you know, where this underwear bomb was made. And the next worry, of course, is, which Leon Panetta voiced was, and I agree with him, is that, you know, what if there's more than one? So what if they gave these to five different people, three different people, two different, whatever, and sent them on their way? Now what? It's kind of scary out there. All right, other things going on. Anything didn't happen. Okay. Oh, Kardashian wants his divorce to move forward. Kim Kardashian's attorney told a judge Friday that the reality star wants a divorce from Chris Humphries to move forward, but that the case has been slowed by the NBA player's hurt feelings and desires for an annulment. Not like that, he's trying to see if he got okie-doked. And he's trying to prove that the 72-day marriage was a fraud. I have to admit, you don't hear about 72-day marriages that often. You know what I'm saying? So there seems to be something kind of wacky with that. She filed for divorce on October 31st. Humphrey responded a month later asking for an annulment, claiming the couple's nuptials were based on a fraud but not laying out specific evidence. She left 72 days later. Is that like evidence or not? Is that not evidence? Is that so-so evidence? Is that bad evidence? What a... Let's get this going on here. We always got to stay up on top of this woman here. Lohan cleared in claims that she hit club manager with a car. Lindsay Lohan won't face prosecution over nightclub manager's claims that the actress struck him with her sports car due to lack of evidence and doubts about his credibility. See, how about that? Police interviewed the manager, reviewed surveillance footage, and looked at Lohan's Porsche and found no evidence that an accident had occurred. Thayer Kamal, manager of Hookah Lounge in Hollywood, accused Lohan of striking him with her Porsche early on March 14th, just 2 weeks before the actress' supervised probation ended. Why was she in the Hookah Lounge? I thought she was supposed to not be hooking. And I wondered about this. Fox changed the name of Neighborhood Watch. Neighborhood Watch will now be known just as The Watch. Fox said Friday that the name of the film starring Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn, the suburban neighborhood watch volunteers, will uncover an extraterrestrial plot and change the light of the shooting of an unarmed black teenager in Florida. Changed it because of that. As the subject matter of this alien invasion comedy bears no relation whatsoever to the recent tragic events in Florida, the studio altered the title to avoid any accidental or unintended misimpressions that it might, the student said. The studio said in a statement. So there, that, and you know, that, I was wondering what it was. I knew that movie was coming out, and I thought to myself, this is not a good name for a movie right now. They thought so too. All right, means I'm just, means I'm staying on top of things. I think. Now this is interesting. I don't have an answer for this. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then you have to sort of just kind of figure it out, I guess. 14 people in at least 9 states have been sickened by salmonella after handling tainted dog food from a South Carolina plant that a few years ago produced food contaminated by toxic mold that killed dozens of dogs, federal officials said Friday. At least 5 people were hospitalized because of the dog food, which was made at Diamond Pet Foods, as plant in Gaston, South Carolina. No pets were sickened, according to the media, Missouri-based company. Let me see some. Now, these are 14 people in 9 states. So these aren't workers at the plant. Can I ask a question? I don't have a dog, so can I ask a question? Or I don't have a cat either. Like, when you open up a can of food, do you lick your fingers if you get any on you? What do you do? I was just wondering about that. How else are you going to get it? How else are you going to get it? And how are you going to get in your mouth? Okay. Roman Catholic Archbishop Philadelphia announced Friday that 5 priests are under investigation for sexual abuse would be permanently removed from the ministry, while 3 other priests had been exonerated. So is that going to stop at some point? Is there at some point that we figure out a way to stop that, or no? Is there no chance of that? Okay. UC report recommends a new tack on protests. Mediators would replace law enforcement as the preferred option at demonstrations. That's going to work. Hey, you kids, you want to knock it off? Oh, you don't? Okay. We were just asking you. That's all. Crab fishermen working off the Northern California coast have managed to free a gray whale that was tangled in a large fishing line. Did you see this thing here a while back, that this whale was caught in this fishing line? Anyway, they used all kinds of little forky bamboo poles and stuff and hooks in the end. And this was near the Bodega Bay. Right up by Bodega Bay, of course, is where The Birds was filmed, and this was the big old whale. So they freed it from this net, which is really cool. Okay. Now, we talked about San Onofre once before today. San Onofre shutdown's nuclear power plant should not be relicensed in its current state, but should be replaced by a new generation of nuclear plants to remove the objection cited by critics. Representative Dana Rohrabacher said Thursday. She's from Costa Mesa. She made the remarks after taking a 2-hour tour of the plant. Okay. House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi is criticizing the Obama administration for its crackdown on California medical marijuana dispensaries. San Francisco Congresswoman says in a statement that she's concerned about federal actions that threaten marijuana access for suffering California patients. So there you are there. She's pushing against the tide, as it were. And it's time that somebody did, I think. Okay. Other things that are happening? That's it, I think. I think that's pretty much we've covered today what we could cover today. And once again, we thank Steve for calling and telling us about fracking, because I didn't trust that whole thing here.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure. Keep shining, knowing you can always
Keep laughing. Keep dancing. Keep doing. Hey, have a great day. It's a pleasant day today. It's going to be warm, but it's a pleasant day. And then we'll get together tomorrow. I will have gone to the high school and spoken to some kids and find out what I can find out about kids today. And I'll report that directly at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Signs that the world's economies are weakening has been driving crude oil prices down this week, and this, we are told, portends better news at the gas pump by summertime. Analyst Phil Flynn.
I think that there's a possibility that we could get closer to $3 a gallon this summer than $3.79.